Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward Seymour Orson, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second and last half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, January 20th, 2026 edition. Well, the World Economic Forum is hosting the world leaders, business people, presidents from all over the world, actually. Even our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is going to be there in Davos, Switzerland. Well, heading into this World Economic Forum of world leaders, business leaders, President Trump has just dropped a truth bomb on the world globalists. They was hoping it would stay buried, but this is an absolute lie, and NATO can't deny it any longer because of President Donald Trump. First of all, folks, do you realize that Denmark sold the Virgin Islands to the United States? The U.S. Virgin Islands territory was as a result of our purchasing it from Denmark. So for them to say that it's never happened before is a bald-faced lie. That's number one. Number two, for the last 25 years, NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, warned Denmark about the growing threat in the Arctic. Not months, not years, but a quarter of a century. Russia and China encroaching, filling the area with battleships, submarines, and other things. Denmark did nothing. Now, suddenly, when President Trump says America must secure Greenland for national security, the very same elites now all of a sudden pretend that this is coming out of nowhere. But it didn't. Trump isn't escalating the situation. He's simply responding to decades of negligence. Greenland right now sits at a crossroads. What's happening? Well, for example, Arctic missile routes. If you look at the ability to shoot long-range missiles from that area, could reach New York, Washington, D.C., could absolutely cause harm to the United States and our government. Recent Russian naval movement. Nuclear submarines that have the ability to launch ballistic missiles. Also, China, strategic expansion in the area. All of this, folks, if you look at a map, Greenland is a gateway to North America. And this isn't about land. This is all about defense of our Western Hemisphere. And NATO knew it. Denmark was even warned about it. But yet, nothing was done. Now, Trump is doing what others have refused to do, acting before it's too late. That's why at the World Economic Forum, they're nervous. That's why Brussels is panicking. However, that's why their narrative is collapsing. Trump isn't breaking the system. He's exposing it for how long it's been broken. In the Arctic is where the next power struggle will be decided. Putting America first, taking over control of that Greenland area is critical to the national defense of not only the United States of America, but the entire Western Hemisphere. Why would we allow China and Russia to have control of that area? And by the way, just so you know, years ago, we used to have 15 bases in Greenland. Over the years, through these other weak presidents, they've eliminated, now we're down to one. Donald Trump says those old bases can be refurbished and reinstated immediately, making Greenland part of the United States only makes sense, not only for our national defense, but the defense of the entire Western Hemisphere. Well, I didn't write that. I reposted it on my Twitter X account. A Politico from Great Britain, Jim Ferguson, posted this 6 hours ago. This morning when I woke up and started prepping for the show, I saw this and reposted it on my Twitter X account. So far, even though this post only was put up 6 hours ago, it's had 512,000 views and over 7,000 reposts. Jim Ferguson, UK. Additionally, kind of an interesting post right below it. Today is year one, celebration of 365 days of President Donald J. Trump. The White House put this video out and said, the golden age is just getting started. Doing all the things that they're doing, securing the border, immigration control, removing bad people from our country, tariffs, bringing in huge revenue to the U.S. Treasury, and putting America first back on the world stage, making all these other world leaders nervous about what Donald Trump is going to do in the last 3 years of his presidency. Well, this is going to be a very interesting year, 2026, to see what the American people think about his policies, affecting how they vote in November in these midterm elections. Going to be very, very, very interesting. Now, this past Saturday, January 17th, well, in January, on January 17th in 1917, folks, that's 109 years ago, the United States purchased the Virgin Islands from Denmark for $25 million, making it the territory of St. Croix, St. John, and St. Thomas Islands, all in the Atlantic Ocean, carving it out, putting a line basically around the territory. These islands in the Caribbean Sea became U.S. territory 109 years ago. However, the current Prime Minister of Denmark may not even know that history. And the one thing that you have to understand, other presidents have talked about Greenland for years. This goes all the way back to Truman, then Eisenhower. All of the presidents have been talking about this for years. Nobody has had the stones or the backbone to do it. Well, guess what? Donald Trump is in his last 3 years as of today. Roughly 14 minutes from now, a year ago, last January 20th, when he was sworn in as the 47th president, the clock was ticking, and he's been acting like it. And now he realizes he's only got 3 more years to get this done, to truly reinvent America and make it great again. This president says the golden age of America is coming, and he's doing everything he can to make it happen. Amazing. And world leaders are quaking in their boots. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this third hour. Comment made on this post about January 17, 1917, when the United States purchased the Virgin Islands from Denmark for $25 million. The idea of European states, or states founded by Europeans, owning land, quote-unquote, to sell in North America is a very odd concept. However, you see, one thing, Brett, you don't understand. This president doesn't care about the history of the land, who settled it, who claimed it. Everything is for sale. The Art of the Deal. If you've never read it, you need to. Because that's basically the entire concept of his book. The Art of the Deal. And then somebody did a meme of the Art of the Deal with the Greenland edition. The Trump logo basically over top of this book, the Greenland edition, saying it will happen. That's excellent. I love it. And of course, Russia and China don't want it to happen. And for some odd reason, Europe doesn't want it to happen. NATO is freaking out. Basically, all the world leaders that are in Switzerland right now attending the World Economic Forum, they're freaking out about it. Well, then this is exactly what needs to be done. If they're against it, Donald Trump and I are totally for it. And this president can make it happen. That is going to be very, very interesting. So, why does Greenland really matter? Well, there is an end game. And make no mistake, President Donald Trump is completely in charge. And if you go back, there's even a old version of a war plan. It was called Code Red. European leaders will remain concerned about Europe's ability to defend itself with more unpredictability and even a hostile United States. That's ultimately what they're afraid of. Denmark's military intelligence services classified the U.S. as a security risk for the very first time. Why? Because Donald Trump has said publicly, we're going to get Greenland even if we have to take it militarily. It's not a threat. What it is basically a negotiation. I've said it many times. What, haven't these guys read his book? Because that's basically what he's doing. Well, NATO, Greenland, the United States, there is a forgotten war plan, Code Red. Breaking the cartels, taking power away from China and Russia in the area, it's all part of the plan. Well, NATO leaders now think they can protect Greenland from the United States. Seriously? You want to put up NATO forces against Donald Trump's army? Not going to turn out well for you guys. But it won't come to that. They don't have the guts to stand up to him. So many of these people are freaking out because of his quest for Greenland. British, UK, Greenland is an issue. Germany, Canada, all these prime ministers talking about it. Well, it's going to be a very interesting World Economic Forum. Absolutely going to be. Hey, I want to mark your calendars for a couple of events coming up in July. I've talked about these before, but if you didn't hear it, we are going to have a big party here in Northern Michigan on the 4th of July. We're going to celebrate America's 250th birthday this year at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. We're in the process of putting together a big concert venue event, and bands are going to be there. Food's going to be there. It's going to be an awesome party, 4th of July, Saturday this year. Mark your calendars. We'll be rolling out the information. Ticket sales will be made once we secure the entertainment, and it's going to be a blast. Speaking of another blast, just 2 weeks later, July 18th, the third Saturday this summer in July, Antrim County Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Going to be in Central Lake, Michigan. The gates open at noon. The website, acconservatives.org. If you want a link to it, text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits.